Parsha Zohar is a mitzvah min haTorah. It might be a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah drabanan to read on the Shabbos before Purim, but there's a mitzvah deraisa that could really be done all year, Pashtis, but we do it in order to keep it close to this Purim story, Haman and Amalek. So as a general rule, as the Gemara tells us in Pesachim, we make brachas over lasiyas, and we generally make the bracha and we do mitzvah. In other words, we make birchas ha-mitzvah. Before we do a mitzvah, we generally make a bracha. Generally, it's before, some exceptions. A ger, they're not Jewish until they're in the mikvah, or perhaps netilas shadayim, and your hands are dirty at the time, you make the text. But the bottom line is, we make the bracha. So generally speaking, we make brachas ha-mitzvah d'oraisa. We even make brachas ha-mitzvah d'rabanan, Chanukah, Purim. And we even make brachas on minhagim. Again, different minhagim. Some minhagim, like Yontif Sheni, all agree you do make. Some minhagim, like Hoshanas, all agree you don't make. And the debate, this Rambam Tosfos, Ashkenaz Svardus, is going to say Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Whether you make a bracha Ashkenaz, yes. And any minhag that has its roots in another mitzvah, etc. So the question is, if Parsha Zohar is a mitzvah d'oraisa, hello. So Parsha Zohar is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So the shaila is, where's the bracha? We should make a special birkas hamitzvah. So I think some want to bring down, perhaps, the Birkas HaTorah, the brachas we make before Parashat Zohar. Those represent, you don't have to make a bracha on its sandwich, we're eating brachas. Some want to suggest that. Others suggest, but still, why not a more specific bracha on mitzvahs, liskor, amolek? So the different answers given in the commentators among the Achronim. So one call we have is that the Beis Yosef asked the question by Pesach. We know the Gemara tells us, but the Torah tells us, and the Gemara elaborates, there's a mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz, there's a mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. So we do the Bedika, we search around and burn it. And there's a mitzvah of nullification. We know if it's bito belev. So the Gemara says, bito belev sagi. From a Torah perspective, it's enough to nullify it in your heart. You don't have to actually do the actual search, but the concern is that since you're used to eating it all week, all year round, so you're going to eat the pastrami sandwich or the babka, so therefore we get rid of it as well. But really, min haTorah, bito belev is sagi, and the bedika we do is only the mitzvah drabanan. So the Beis Yosef asks, wouldn't it make more sense to make the mitzvah, make the bracha on the mitzvah min haTorah bito? Why do we make it on the mitzvah drabanan of bedika? So the Beis Yosef gives us a klal, because since bito belev sagi, we have a klal, we only make bracha, Chazal only wants to institute a bracha on something which is concrete, which has a maisa mitzvah. But something which can really done in Makshava, no one really knows if you're doing it or not. And therefore, we live in the, only God does, but we live in the Olam HaZeh world, and therefore we live in the concrete world of Maisa. And therefore, since the Bedik involves a Maisa of searching, the Bittul doesn't, even though it's a mitzvah in our Torah, we don't make a bracha on a mitzvah which is Yisod HaBelev. So too over here, and that's how some explain why tzedakah, there's no bracha, there are many reasons, but one of the reasons for tzedakah, it's you saw the belay, so perhaps that's also, it's the mitzvah of zachar and lo tishkach, that what do I need to makayim zachar is bepeh, in other words, the fundamental mitzvah of parashat zachar is lo tishkach, and therefore it's tzichas lev, it's basically a mitzvah in the heart, and therefore Chazal don't institute mitzvahs that are fundamentally believed, that's why we don't have a mitzvah in tshuva as well. others point out, we don't make a bracha on like prinios, on hashkasa. In other words, the Gemara tells us in the Megillah that we're not mafsik, b'kol, ein mafsik, and b'kolos. This difference in parashas b'chukosai versus kisavo, Torah's Kohanim versus Mishnah Torah. But the bottom line is, why ein mafsik? And so one of the reasons Giz is because we don't want to add, if a mafsik, we've got to make a new bracha. We don't want to make a new bracha on a dava ra. So therefore, over here, even so, since the mitzvah of Zechira is connected, therefore it involves destroying a moloch, even though they're Risham, and even though but we find, even though by as well by the Egyptians, by Kriyas Yamsev, Ma'isa Yoda Tova Bayam, about saying a full halal. So therefore some say, since the Chira Mitam Mechia, so therefore we don't make a bracha on a Dovara, like we find by Aim Mavsikin Bepronios. There is no Ma'isa Mitzvah, it's just a Machshava, and hence the Minog, even though we have a Mitzvah Daraisa Parsha Zachar, yet Chazal never instituted a bracha. And in fact, some point out, that's why, in his parenthesis, I think Rav Shlomo Kugger says, that's why we don't, why don't we have, on Purim, Mashulash B'Sholayim, so really Purim's on Shabbos, so why don't we have the Sud on Shabbos? Yushami writes, because we want to make it recognizable that it's Shabbos. You have a, want to recognize it's a Sudas Purim, so we wait. But others point out that since it's a mitzvah of Chayav Adam Wupsume, part of the mitzvah of the Sud is having Bas of Yayin. So if you're having Yayin, so you have to Chayav, you have to drink until you don't know the difference between Baruch Hama, Baruch Mordechai, and Ara Haman. And therefore, you go ahead, and therefore, you can't fulfill your mitzvah. In other words, you can't fulfill your mitzvah of Zachar, because Zachar, the mitzvah on Shabbos is to remember Shabbos, and you want to forget. So, so they want to point out here as well. So either way, so that's why some of the reasons. So even though this coming Shabbos we will fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of Parashat Zachar, so some say you should have kavanah for the brachas just to cover yourself, the have in mind and listen to the brachas. You do listen anyway, but have special kavanah for the brachas as well, for those who say the Birchas HaTorah are part of the brachas, are part of the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek. On Parashat, there is no bracha because there's no Maisa Mitzvah, if you sow the belave, it's a Dava Hashchasa, Dava Ra, and the Efa Chazan never instituted a bracha on Parshas Zachar.